Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. When someone says opera, what do you think of?
Kill the rabbit, kill the rabbit, kill the rabbit.
If your answer is a large woman with long blonde braids wearing a metal bra and a helmet with horns, you've been watching too many cartoons. An opera is like a play. It's a theater piece performed on stage with sets and costumes. Most plays have some music in them, between the scenes or in an overture to get things started. But in an opera, the music never quits. Around 1600, a group of Italians came up with the idea of theater with music all the way through it. Instead of speaking, characters in an opera sing their lines. The really amazing thing about opera singers is that they make a huge sound with their voices, big enough to fill a whole theater without using a microphone. It takes years of study and practice to be able to do that. That's Luciano Pavarotti, a very famous tenor. Tenor is what you call the highest male voice in opera. Or maybe I should say, the highest natural male voice. Men who have developed the very high part of their voice, known as the falsetto, are called countertenors. A baritone sings lower than a tenor. And the lowest voice of all is the bass. The highest woman's voice is a soprano. Women who sing lower are called contraltos or mezzo-sopranos. Mezzo is Italian for half. Since opera started in Italy, a lot of the terms are in Italian. A solo in an opera is called an aria. That's another Italian word. When two people have a singing conversation, it's a duet. If there are three singers, it's a trio. You can go on and on adding soloists. Opera also has musical numbers for chorus, a large group of singers with no solos. Once upon a time, I learned some other words to that chorus from Faust that have nothing to do with the opera.
My uncle roasted a kangaroo, gave me the grizzly end to chew. Was that a very nice thing to do, to give me the grizzly end of a kangaroo to chew?
There are other alternate words in German that have to do with passing the potato salad. Speaking of words, by now you've probably noticed something else about operas. A lot of them are in foreign languages. Opera singers learn to perform in other languages, but you can enjoy opera without knowing those languages because most opera companies in America project English translations of the words above the stage so that you know exactly what's going on. Of course, there are operas in English.
Silently, ceaselessly, all nature stirs in thee.
That's from an opera by my father, Frank Lewin. He based his opera Burning Bright on a play by the famous American writer John Steinbeck. Next week, a bit about one of the most famous of all opera composers, Giuseppe Verdi. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.